Hello and welcome to Eco Talk, the program where we green the red and blue states one show at a time. Although a new statistic on how few congressional Republicans believe beyond a reasonable doubt that humans are causing global warming has us thinking maybe they're not listening to us. We'll be discussing those results along with a new tactic that the group Greenpeace is taking to reach and rally those who are not yet feeling the heat. As the green building trend heats up, more cities are mandating that privately owned public buildings get built in a more sustainable fashion, and an airport shuttle service that runs on all hybrid cars debuts in the San Francisco Bay Area after a successful run in Boston. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and our first guest is John Cookett. He's an energy policy specialist with the group Greenpeace. We called him because we liked a new campaign that they're just launching now called Project Hot Seat. Welcome to the program. And tell us what this is about and what it's in reaction to, and then we'll get to those statistics that even for us who have been following this are reeling from.
The project that we're running is, we're calling it Project Hot Seat, and it's our way of dealing with what we saw as the biggest problem facing solutions for global warming, which is the fact that the House of Representatives is, until H.R. 6 the other day, basically never voted directly on anything that you could consider a global warming solution. And as a result, there's just a huge lack of understanding of the problem and the solutions. So our idea was that we needed to get in each district and start moving some of these members towards the good solutions that are out there, the best of which being, at this point, Congressman Waxman's bill.
Okay, this is a nonpartisan effort, so you're going to get out to all districts, is that correct?
Well, if we had more funds, we'd be in all districts, but we look across the country at who would be a good champion, completely independent of party. We did a small test run during the election process last year, and we were in six districts, and they split about evenly, 50-50 Republican and Democrat afterwards, and we were pushing both candidates to step up to the plate on global warming, and we had quite a bit of success. And so it made us think that this is something we should pursue in a larger scale, which we will this year, and then in 2008, hopefully in a much bigger way.
And why do you feel you have to get started now, even though 2008 is not that far off, but given your target and your goal, it seems like this is kind of a breathing period. But no, Greenpeace is not going to take a break, right? This is too urgent. Is that the feeling?
Yeah, it's definitely the urgency is a big part of the problem. And the other issue is that, you know, we have so far to go with so many members of Congress. They really, like I said, they really don't have a sense of even what the problem is. And we can talk about this poll in a minute, but I think it really sums up the issue quite well.
Okay, let's not delay it anymore. Give us the hard, cold facts about global warming as it's understood by at least a majority of Republicans in our Congress.
Right, so every year Inside Washington's National Journal publication does this question where they ask members of Congress, they actually ask them a number of questions. They call them the congressional insiders, and they ask them what they think about a number of issues, and just recently asked them what they think whether or not global warming is a man-made problem. This is 1 week after the IPCC came out with their big studies confirming that, yes, in fact, global warming is a man-made phenomenon.
Well, a 90 to 99% chance. That's pretty strong.
That's right. And so what we found is that in the Democrats that they interviewed, the looks like there was only one who said that it's not clear that it's a man-made problem. But on the Republican side, only 13% answered yes.
And was the wording used, because this is important, beyond a reasonable doubt?
Humans are causing it. Do you think it's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that the Earth is warming because of man-made problems? And there is actually a little bit of feedback that some members at least suggested that, okay, this beyond reasonable doubt phrasing is inappropriate in a scientific question. But I think the fact that they weren't able to say yes and then describe their concerns with the wording is really represents the big problem here, that there's been this massive disinformation campaign led by Exxon and really picked up to a surprising degree by the White House to cast doubt on the science, and this is the result, that we have, congressional Republicans who are supposed to be the the most informed people, the our members of Congress, they're supposed to be representing us. This is way out of line with what the general public would say if asked these questions.
Good point. So I just want to clarify, this polling was done after the release on Friday of the IPCC report, which you could not possibly avoid reading about. It was on the front page of every newspaper we get.
That's right.
It was this week. Okay.
It was this week.
Well, what's it going to take? Going door to door, perhaps?
Well, that's what we think. One of the problems is that very few members of Congress have been asked really directly and by reporters what they think, why they think that, and their constituents don't know that they're so out of line on this issue. So that's our plan is to get in these districts and start asking questions and start organizing people and get meetings with the members and follow up on their answers and get them on the right side of some of these solutions, which are likely to come to a vote in this Congress.
Is this a new tactic or a newer tactic for Greenpeace going door to door?
A kinder, gentler
version of Greenpeace, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a rekindling of an old version of Greenpeace for sure. But what's new about it is the completely nonpartisan nature of it. I mean, for most of the environmental community, solutions involve electing Democrats, that's basically how we see this problem being solved. But it's very clear to us, and I think to the most of the environmental community at this point, that solutions to global warming are going to have to be nonpartisan. So what we're trying to do here is push this message out, educate some members, and this is not, we're not, coming in there and suggesting that people need to oust them. We're finding members who are sort of moderate members of Congress who haven't taken a position on this issue, and we're showing up and causing some difficulty.
Okay, so you're going to ask residents to write their representatives and tell them to please, figure it out and start taking action, voting for legislation that will make a difference?
Yeah, it's sort of a what's your plan is the question they should be asking their member of Congress, and they should be doing more than just writing a letter. I mean, hopefully we'll be organizing events in front of district offices, and we'll be organizing rallies and so forth. I mean, this is going to have to be more than just a letter writing campaign. Mm. Most of these members of Congress they receive so much mail that they've learned to avoid it as much as possible.
Probably snail mail and email. I'm sure
that's
they get
all, especially email.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I found most shocking about the just released report, according to Joseph Rome, they only included all the data that was gathered up through December 2005. So the last 14 months of collapsing ice shelves and melting ice sheets, not even included in that report. So we're going to be getting a couple more as the year goes forward that are going to, I think, even alarm more people. But then again, you are showing with this research that not everybody is hearing the bells going off.
Oh, certainly not. I mean, I agree that it's frustrating that the IPCC report is always a little more than a year behind, but they have to do that, or there's constant arguing over whether something belongs in or not. What we see here is completely inconsistent with.
And a little behind, as you said, for good reason. But what's also unique about it is that they had to reach consensus. So when they come out with a 90% chance that humans are causing it, that is pretty overwhelming. It really does speak volumes about the evidence.
And it's not just the scientific consensus. There's governments in the room, too, including the U.S. government, signed off on that statement. And yet here you have, just a couple days later, 13% of Republicans saying that they agree with that statement. So I think it just shows how far we need to go. And even if we pass some amount of legislation this year, which would be wonderful, it shows that in the long haul, we really have a lot of education to do.
Yeah, and although it seems like there is a sea change taking place in public opinion, especially the IPCC report that was just released focused a lot on rising sea levels, which worst case scenario is very alarming and has even many scientists surprised at the rapidity in which we may see sea levels rising. I guess the next couple of reports are going to focus more on drought, fire threats, and some of the other possible outcomes near term, not long term necessarily, of unabated climate change. Thanks for joining us, John Cookett, energy specialist with Greenpeace. Good luck with your new campaign.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to EcoTalk on the Air America Radio Network. Find us on the internet at www.ecotalk.net.